Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Well, Jeff, the news seems to be full of supply chain issues, delayed shipping, rising prices, and inflation. How's that affecting us here at Bjerk's Fine Jewelry?
Honestly, Liz, not in the least bit. Our prices are sharp as ever. Our values are the best in the business. You can compare the mega box stores, the internet, or even the big city diamond districts, and you still won't find the deals we offer.
Well, that will make our customers very happy. But I've heard that many businesses are struggling to find product and maintain inventories.
Not here at Bjerk's Fine Jewelry. We work very hard with our suppliers to make sure diamonds, gemstones, and jewelry continue to arrive and keep our selection fresh and exciting.
So let me get this straight. Our customers can stroll into Bjerk's and still get unbeatable prices, top-notch quality, first-class service, and the area's largest inventory to make the perfect jewelry choice?
You sum that up pretty well, Liz. But don't forget, we also have the area's largest selection of coins and precious metals bullion. Some dealers have really struggled to source sufficient quantities, but here at Bjerk's, we are fully stocked.
You know, Jeff, we're pretty lucky to have been serving the Lafayette community for over 75 years.
Shop smart, shop Bjerk's, Bjerk's.com.
Looking for a smooth ride? Trust the experts at Big O Tires at Lebanon's hometown tire specialist located next to Parkey's in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, they're the team you trust. Is it time for an oil change? Schedule your appointment today for quick and reliable service. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today and be sure to connect with them on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Big O Tires, your trusted partner on the road. And like manager John and owner Alan always say...
And don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for the perfect trailer for work or play? Look no further than TC Trailers. At TC Trailers, they believe in variety, value, and top-notch customer service. With over 300 trailers on the lot in countless styles and sizes, they've got something for everyone. Can't find what you need? No problem. TC Trailers will get it for you. As a family-owned business, they keep their overhead low and pass on those savings to you. Explore their easy online services and financing options, or swing by and meet TC Trailers' friendly team in person. Visit tc-trailers.com. Remember, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Hey everyone, it's Rick from Freckles Graphics, Indiana's hottest graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products company. But now we're new and improved with the addition of laser etching, embossing, and all your signage needs. We are officially your Swiss Army knife when it comes to all your marketing needs. Don't get burned by online empty promises. Get what you want, when you want, and how you want it with Freckles Graphics. Team up and take control of your apparel and marketing needs with a local company that puts you first. Freckles Graphics has a friendly staff, complete art department, and lightning fast turnaround. At Freckles Graphics, we're here to make you look good. So trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. Give us a call at 449-8463. That's 449-8463 or FrecklesGraphics.com.
I've got great news for you.
Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. Did you know becoming an Encompass member is easier than ever? If you live, work, attend school, or worship in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties, you're eligible to join. And not just you, but spouses, children, and parents of eligible folks can become members too. Plus, any business or organization in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties can also become a member. At Encompass Credit Union, we're all about community. Ready to join? Visit EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
I am looking forward to the weekend and having a little fun. 96.9 FM, AM 1570, WILO, and Boone 102.7. It is the WILO party line brought to you by our friends at Freckles Graphics. Big deals. Save money now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Clinton County, Carroll County, Boone County, DailyNews.com. Your free local online newspapers. Marchand's Window Tinting. They stick it where the sun shines. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. And TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by Culligan Water, TC Trailers, Pagan Pen, Timber Frame Builders, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Just a reminder as well that Donaldson Company has partnered with us here at WILO, and they do have some openings primarily on second shift for entry-level general assembly positions. I tried to put those two words together. So if you know someone that is interested in working at Donaldson Company, just go to Donaldson.com and follow it to the careers tab. So thanks to them for partnering with us here today as well.
Lots going on in the neighborhood. I mean, besides, you know, basic, it's spring and it's cleanup time. Everybody and their brother is going to be having cleanup time. And like City of Delphi, their spring cleanup date is coming up Saturday, May 4th. So you can check our community events tab at Clinton County Daily News, Boone County Daily News, and Carroll County Daily News, because everything is on that community events tab. In fact, it's like two full pages of everything. Frankfort is going to be having their City of Frankfort start. It's actually starts Monday, April 29th, and runs all week long through Friday, May 3rd, from 7 to 7 at Burlington Avenue at the street department. They're going to be having their, and this, like I said, this is the city, and it's also going to be on Saturday, May 4th. That's the city. You got questions, you can call 765-659-2912 to find out, you know, the do's and the don'ts and everything else. But then also, thanks to Kimberly Black and everybody else over there at the mayor's office, they have a tendency to keep their website and their Facebook page up and going strong. The county cleanup date is May 18th, so you got to wait a little longer if you live out in the county. But that's going to be the open day, free day at the dump.
Free day at the dump. All right.
Now, I mean, you got restrictions, so you need to get online and check that out. But anyway,
sure.
That's
we also are, what are we, 30 days or so, 32 days away, maybe. I'm just trying to do the math in my brain, which I was never good at math, so just take that away from the Indy 500.
Uh-huh.
And getting everybody in the mood for the Indy 500, we actually have a race coming up this weekend
Sunday.
It's the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix. Is this weekend that we'll be carrying Sunday at 1 o'clock here on WILO and Boone 102.7. So listen for our sponsors there, and we'll have that race. That's the first race prior to the Indy 500
that's
we have
the
coming
first
up,
race,
right?
Well, we have the Indy Grand Prix, which is like 2 weekends.
Oh,
before.
So we have two races before the Indy 500.
Yeah,
okay.
The Indy Grand Prix, that one's coming. That's at IMS.
That'll be
that's
a good
down
one
in
too.
Indianapolis. That
sure.
one's coming up. Yeah, that's 2 weekends before I want to say the 11th.
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of races. So if you're a race fan, you can look forward to those things coming up here, mostly on Sundays. We might have one that's a Saturday, but I think most of them are on Sundays.
I think the Indy Grand Prix is actually a Saturday.
Sure.
I don't have my calendar in front of me.
Race this weekend, either way, so you can look forward to that this weekend. Also, if you had to take it again without studying, do you think that you could pass your driver's test?
I think so.
You think you could?
Mm-hmm.
The written and everything?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the driving part. Don't you think it's the written part that, you know? Well, nearly 52% of people who take the driver's license test in Indiana fail. That's over half. USA Today Blueprint Car Insurance analyzed driver's license tests nationwide, and this went back to 2020, and they found that Indiana has the highest failure rate in the country.
Imagine that, because we're Hoosiers and we all think we can do it without studying. I mean, hey.
We don't need to study. We got this.
That's right.
Does that explain why when I was sitting at the intersection the other day, no one could figure out who to go first?
Yeah.
Well, the full report can be found at www.usatoday.com/money and so on. But here are some other key findings for Indiana. 51.9% overall failure rate. 80.4% of people pass the skills or road portion of the test. 43% pass the knowledge written portion. So again, it's the written portion that kind of gets people.
I wonder how many, but I wonder if it's so much the questions as it is people, when you sit down to take a test, how many people out there, you know, just generally freeze up. Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
And you know what it is for a lot of people as well? It's the signs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I know most of the signs. And then you're like, oh, do I know the signs? So there's that. They found that more people are skilled than knowledgeable when it comes to driving. This is according to USA Today. And nationwide, 21% of people failed the skills road portion of the driver's test, while 38% failed the written knowledge portion.
I would like to know the states that have the ones who fail the driving part the most.
I don't know.
I want to say California is probably one.
California,
of them,
maybe Florida.
Yeah.
And I wonder about New York. But is it because that those places are just so much more populated as well?
True.
I mean, that could be part of it. I don't know.
You have to do the percentage, you know, based on population, but still.
Sure.
I'd like to know.
I would like to know as well. And, you know, another thing that's happening this time of year are garage sales. And I saw a question the other day, and I can't find the exact question. I told Mel I was looking for it here before we got started for this break. I couldn't find the exact question, but it was something to the effect, things you would not buy from a garage sale.
Oh, we need call-ins on this one, folks. 765-659-3338.
I can tell you.
Come on, we need call-ins on this one.
So I was thinking about some of the things I would never buy from a garage sale.
Uh-huh. Underwear.
Underwear is one of them. That was on my list.
Underwear and socks, man, that's a big one. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I'm out on those.
Yep.
Toothbrush. I would never buy a toothbrush from a garage sale. Even if it was in the package, I would probably have a little.
I wouldn't even buy one of those just to use for cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
And I know I'd love to say mattresses, but when I was in college, you know you're in college, you don't have any money. I actually bought a used mattress one time.
Yeah.
And that is a big no-no. I'll just tell you, if you can avoid that at all costs, because I didn't know who had it, but, you know, whatever. I think I only paid $5 or $10 for it.
Yeah.
So those are some things I thought I would not buy at a garage sale.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't buy a mattress either. No way. Not even a crib mattress, you know, and those things are pretty much plastic. They're sealed, but I still wouldn't do it. So, no.
Well, if anybody would like to chime in.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
What else you would not purchase.
Okay, let's flip that question. I mean, I still want to know what people wouldn't buy at a garage sale. But what's one of the things that you like going to a garage sale to look for the most?
I have an odd affinity for old china sets.
Okay.
And I only have a few because what am I going to do with all those dishes?
Yeah.
But people, you know, back in the day when we got married, you registered for china.
Sure.
They don't. I don't think they do that anymore. Yeah, None of my nieces or anybody has done that.
Yeah, I don't think they. I just don't think that's the mentality that they don't do that anymore.
And most people probably don't do the different sets of dishes. Like, you know, those were the nice dishes that we had on Christmas and Easter and the holidays. But there are so many beautiful dishes out there. So I do see some occasion like, oh, that's so pretty. I'd love
so
to have
it. So how many sets do you have?
Right now I have three. But they're like full. I haven't even used the one, but like one time maybe.
One set that is enough for 16 people.
That's how I do. I usually try and buy as many of that, you know, as I can.
Yeah.
So really old, neat china. I like that. And sometimes glassware because there's some really cool old glassware out there. What do you buy?
At a garage sale?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I just go to look.
Yeah.
But I look for the odd, like you said, kind of, I like furniture. I like the pieces that I can maybe redo.
Mm-hmm.
I look for stuff that if it doesn't fit a need now, you know, I might be able to revamp it and redo it and turn it into a need, something that will work.
I'm not that crafty. I wish I could do that.
But I don't visit garage sales that much anymore, just simply because I have two households worth of stuff in my house now besides my own. You know, I have my in-laws stuff and then I also have my parents stuff. And then, you know, we made sure that the kids took everything they could possibly want. And I keep sending pictures to the kids saying, are you sure you don't want this?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. We're to the point in our lives now where we're not bringing stuff in. We're trying to purge
things
out.
Yeah. We're trying to purge it out. Yeah.
Yes. And, as I've moved my parents, multiple times here in their latter years, we had that opportunity to purge a lot, but my brother and I are still doing that. It's not always the easiest thing to do, you know?
And then there's things
you just don't want to get rid of because I still have boxes for my kids and they're like, Mom, why are you keeping that? I just don't have the heart to get rid of it, but they don't want it.
Yeah.
So why am I holding it? I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I need to get rid of it. I'm in the same boat.
We're going to do that, but and you're in the same boat. You have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hanging on? Are you hanging on to things for your grandchildren?
A few things.
Yeah.
But just a few. I was really holding on to it for my kids so they could pick what they wanted to give to their own kids.
Yeah.
But they all tell me, Mom, if we wanted it, we would take it right now.
Yeah. No, both of my kids are extremely sentimental and they are very family oriented.
Clearly I am, I guess, because I can't get rid of it.
I mean, they're both very, very family oriented. So, antique things that have been passed down through the family. Like, I mean, we have stuff that goes clear back to the Pony Express days that have gone, you know, like one niece has stuff from the Civil War. Another, you know, all the nieces, nephews, my whole family is that way. And we're very fortunate in that fact. But I still have some things in my house that I did not let go of. I'm sorry, it's mine for now. And
no, I'm with you.
You know, you can have it later. But yeah, I've already started marking some stuff for the grandkids, which the oldest one, it's easy to do that because he turns around, he'll say, hey, I really like that.
Sure.
So
yeah,
but,
no, I've mostly just left it to my kids and they can figure it out from there.
Yeah.
So I figure that's their job. I had to do it for my parents. I'm going to let them do it for me. So,
well, I honestly, God, am not going to leave my kids with the massive amount of paperwork that both sets of parents had.
Well, I understand.
That's not happening.
There's a new survey that finds, and this is on a completely separate topic, that 43% of Americans have no idea what a 401k is.
Oh,
43%. 35% don't know what interest is.
Oh,
and
geez.
A third say that they'd lose a game of trivia if it was about finances. One third.
How many freaking kids are graduating nowadays that don't even know how to balance a checkbook or even know what a checkbook is? I mean, I know they're pushing us, the financial institutions are pushing us to go plastic, plastic, plastic. But I'm sorry, kids need to know how to do a balance sheet. They need to know how to budget.
Only one of my three children even uses checks, and that's because he has a business. But the other two, I mean, they have checking accounts, mm-hmm. but they don't use the checks. They, you know, will pay things online or, you know, use their debit cards or whatever.
Mine do both.
Yeah.
They do both.
But I know my oldest two don't do anything with checks.
Yeah. No, mine do both. They went through the business classes. I mean, kind mm-hmm. of insisted on that.
Yeah.
And they went through the business classes and everything. They know how to do all that.
They don't listen to Dave Ramsey here on WILO and Boone 102.7, do they? Those people that don't know these things because no. Dave Ramsey teaches you these.
No.
50% say they're nervous when they open their bank apps, with Gen Z having the most anxiety.
Oh, jeez. That's interesting.
That lets us know what we're up against as retirement and things.
I have a challenge for people who go out to the local pizza place and there's kids working, or the ice cream place and there's kids working. Pay in cash.
To see if they can count change
Make
back.
Make them count your change back. We did that to one, and I felt so bad for this one little girl that used to work at an ice cream parlor that we went to all the time. And I felt so bad for her because we would do that on purpose because they could not count the change back. And so we kept doing it until she finally got to where she could do it. And then we got a thank you letter after she was halfway through college for making her learn how to do that. So, yeah.
It is a skill.
It is.
I mean, again, these are all things that we all learned growing up that they don't always learn now. And I'm not school bashing because I'll be honest with you.
They teach this stuff in elementary school.
And my son still learned
it after that.
Not that long ago. He still learned that. So, yeah. I was looking for some other things here.
Well, there's what are you doing Saturday, May 4th for food? Got any ideas? Because I know what you could do, and it's not that far from your house.
Oh, well, give me the idea. What is it?
You like lasagna. I know
you
do.
Oh, yes. I'm a pasta gal.
Yeah.
Can't you tell by looking at me?
Hey, you and me both. Union Baptist Church, located at 8280 East County Road 800 North in Forest, better known as Rabbit Track Road, is having a lasagna supper on Saturday, May 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. Menu consists of lasagna, salad, garlic bread, and dessert. It is a free will donation, and you can dine in or you can carry out. So, yep.
Yeah, I love all of that.
Uh-huh, every bit of it. That's going on. Don't forget, this Saturday you can go to downtown Cutler and do small shop celebration. That is a fun day. I am telling you, we go two or three times a year to Cutler. I mean, granted, it's not that far from the house, but we go. It is a blast.
Be sure to ask for the apple butter barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
That Tina was talking about yesterday.
I'm telling you, the funny part, the reason why I told you to ask about that is I know her and her husband and known them for years, even before.
Her husband graduated with me.
I know.
I didn't get it till yesterday.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and, you know, they both grew up in the area and weren't fire department, all that good stuff. So I've known him for years. And, you know, she was telling us about that. And I about lost it. I thought, yep, that's about right for the two of them.
Well, talking about food, apparently we've been eating our hamburgers all wrong. If you wondered why you'd struggle to get through a Big Mac or a Whopper without blobs of ketchup or rogue lettuce leaves dropping into your lap, there's a perfectly simple explanation, they say. And that explanation is that we're just not eating it right. According to Life Hacks expert Grant Thompson, the best way to eat your burger is upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the top part of the burger bun is wider, thicker, and sturdier than the bottom half. So with particularly saucy burgers, the bottom half of the bun can end up getting soggy and falling apart, which is really the best parts when it gets all soggy, having soaked up all that juicy goodness. But if you turn it upside down, your filling will start to soak into the top half of the bun rather than out the sides, making it, of course, less messy and with less unwanted spillage. Plus, the bottom soaked part of the bun will then be the top, meaning it won't break off and fall into your lap.
Well, my deal is with that, too, is a lot of times that the ketchup and all the stuff, the Big Mac sauce and all of that stuff, it isn't on the top bun.
Mm-hmm.
It's buried in the sandwich. So, yeah, I mean, I take mine apart and, you know, make sure all that stuff is on every layer.
So. I like that, on every layer.
That's right. If I
get all the goodies, right?
If I'm going to plug the arteries, I'm going to do it right. So
you're going to plug the arteries.
Hey, coming up, Sun Chris Elementary School is having their 5K dog jog and fun run on Friday, May 3rd at 5 p.m. There's going to be carnival games. There's all kinds. It's a fun event for the family. So the whole family can go out. It's a 5K dog jog and fun run. Go out, have a good time. And it's just a lot of fun. Suncrest has done this for several years now, and it's pretty cool. That's going on. I know, when's Paw Pals is coming up too, isn't it?
Oh, the Wagathon?
Yeah, the Wagathon's coming up
it's
here.
It's like towards the middle to end of May this year.
Yeah. Let's see. Frankfort Moose Lodge. And I'll tell you, if you guys have not checked out the Moose Lodge, you got to. They have all kinds of activities going on year-round. This place, it is, number one, the oldest Moose Lodge in the world. And they're having their trivia contest on this Saturday, tomorrow night, at 7:30 p.m. They're also accepting donations for cat and dog food and cat litter for the Humane Society.
They are, so, and I was just there yesterday. Yeah. No. What's today? Maybe Wednesday. And they have a nice little box out front for you to, even if you're not a member, but you live on that side of town maybe and don't want to drive clear there, it's just right inside the door. So I'm sure they wouldn't mind if you just dropped it in their boxes right there inside the door. But they have a nice little pile there started for the Humane Society of Clinton County.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out the Frankfort Library. Go online, go to myfcpl.org, get on the calendar. You can see what's going on not only at the Frankfort branch, but also at Michigantown and at Rossville and Mulberry. You can check all the branches out, see what all's going on. But they have their big art display that is going on right now through May 5th. So next weekend it ends. So you only got one more week to check that out.
Sure, that's a good reminder to get over there and check that out because I knew it had come up, but I've forgotten about it. So thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. I mean, it literally amazes me how much stuff our libraries do.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Get on the calendar. There's not a day that is blank except for Sundays when they're closed. Every day there is activities going on at least one, or if not all, the libraries. So check that out as well. Plant sales are going to be going on. You can get online and you can check out all the FFAs in the area that have greenhouses or having plant sales. I know that Clinton Prairie's got a plant sale coming up. I know Tipton's got a plant sale coming up. I mean, get on the Facebook and check out. Just type in FFA plant sales. You'll be amazed at how many will come up. You can check those out as well. Get out there and get some plants because it's just about time. I mean, we just had another frost. What?
I think we're good. I'm going to look at the forecast. Let's see.
2 days
next
ago.
Week. Ooh, Sunday they say a high of 81, but really Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday right now all in the 70s, and mm-hmm. Wednesday 78. And that's just right now. That could change. And then a little cooler for next weekend, 65 and a high of 67 on Friday and Saturday of next weekend. But this weekend, 66 today, yeah. Tomorrow 76, Sunday 81. I'll take it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I will too. And just keep in mind, this is Indiana. It is Hoosier Land, and it is a roller coaster. It is spring, but with warm temperatures usually brings rainfall, unfortunately. And the possibility of thunderstorms. So we do have that in the forecast, a chance of it. I don't think it's a huge chance, but we do have a chance of it. So mm-hmm. keep that in mind. Wear sunscreen.
When the sun is out, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, we wish you all a great weekend. I'll be back here in just a little bit, and I will be taking some requests in the free play coming up here. Mostly 90s music, but if we've got it, we'll play it. So you can give us a call with your request, 659-3338. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. In the meantime, we wish you all a great and safe weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us on the WILO Party Line.